The long-sought bill to regulate air emissions from ships has finally been signed. But in the interior, industry is breathing a sigh of relief as EPA announces it has decided not to regulate 11 chemicals under consideration. Today is July 25th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.
President Bush on Monday signed into law the Maritime Pollution Protection Act of 2008. Under the law, container ships, tankers, cruise ships, and bulk carriers must limit NOx emissions under their Category 3 diesel engines. The law also sets a cap on the sulfur content of the fuel they burn and includes a program for designating areas where more stringent fuel controls apply, such as near coastlines that have more severe air quality concerns. The president said that through the bill, U.S. agencies are setting course to implement a key international agreement to reduce air pollution from large ships, known as MARPOL Annex 6. EPA announced this week its plans to award approximately $3.4 million in grants for any plan to cut diesel emissions. The agency hopes to use the grant money to promote emerging technologies to reduce emissions from the nation's existing fleet of diesel engines. The sum was authorized by the Energy Policy Act of 2005 and funded for the first time this fiscal year. State, local, regional, and tribal governments may apply for the grants, as well as nonprofits and institutions with transportation, educational service, and air quality responsibilities, the agency said. Emerging technology manufacturers must partner with an eligible applicant to receive the funding. The grants are targeting schools or transit buses, medium and heavy-duty trucks, marine engines, locomotives, and non-road engines. Grant proposals must be submitted by September 21, 2008. The final awards will be announced in December. Coming up, EPA is still looking at some chemicals for regulation, but announced this week that at least 11 of those are off the hook, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA on Thursday announced it has made a final determination not to regulate 11 contaminants on the second drinking water contaminant candidate list. The agency concluded that the contaminants do not occur nationally in public water systems or occur at levels below public health concern. EPA said its final regulatory determination was based on extensive review of health effects, occurrence data, and public comments. The 11 contaminants include naturally occurring substances, pesticides, herbicides, and chemicals used or once used in manufacturing. While none of the contaminants were found nationally at levels of public health concern, EPA is updating health advisories for 7 of the contaminants to provide current health information to local officials for situations where the contaminants may be present. The agency plans to update health advisories for the following: boron, diphthalmonyl and diacid degradates, 1,3-dichloropropene, 2,4-dinitrotoluene, and 2,6-dinitrotoluene, and 1,1,2,2-tetrachloroethene. EPA determined that updated or new health advisories were not needed for 1-dichloro-2, 2-bisethylene, DDE, EPTC, Fonifus, and Turbosil, because the national monitoring data showed almost no occurrence at levels of public health concern. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.